This week's episode is made possible by our friends at Independent Bank. You can learn more about them at i-bankonline.com.
Good morning, Memphis. You're listening to Meanwhile in Memphis on WYXR Radio 91.7 FM. Meanwhile in Memphis is a program dedicated to conversations that celebrate the organizations, initiatives, and people that are shaping Memphis for the better. The Meanwhile in Memphis radio show and podcast are brought to you by New Memphis, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to develop, activate, and retain the city's most important resource, its people. Your hosts today are me, Rebecca Hamm, and my colleague, Anna Thompson. We are excited to have a conversation today about being city champions. And we're not just talking on the courts, on the fields, in the stadiums. We are talking about in the stands, in the streets, and on your radio waves. We are excited to bring to the studio one of our friends from 901 FC, Memphis's professional football club. Jason Mims, who goes by Jay, is a Memphis native with a proven track record in building clubs and most recently served as the head coach of the Union Omaha in the USL League One. He is joining Memphis FC, 901 FC, as the chief operating officer of that football club. And also joining us today is Shandell.
Shandell Ryan is the newly appointed president and CEO at Downtown Memphis Commission, where she is responsible for driving downtown's role as the economic, cultural, and governmental core of the greater Memphis area. We are excited to welcome Shandell back. She has been on the podcast previously in her previous role for the city of Memphis. So we're excited to welcome her back with open arms as she is at the helm of the Downtown Memphis Commission. Without further ado, let's get into the conversation. Good morning, Jason and Shandell. How are y'all today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good. We're so excited to have this conversation with each of you and talk about all the wonderful things that 901 FC and Downtown Memphis Commission have going. So let's jump right in. First, we want to get started by having you share a little bit about yourself and your respective organizations, something Jay, that we're excited to have you in the studio this morning. I usually start off by having people share if they're a native Memphian or a chosen Memphian. And I actually did a little, the first headline I did when I Googled your name was like, Memphis native returns home to lead new era for soccer club. And I was like, oh, okay, that answers my question there. So do you want to get us started off?
Yeah, I grew up here. So I am a Memphian. I grew up here and loved my time here. And then went away to school and started working professionally. And besides the visiting family and going to getting donuts and barbecue over Christmas time where the weather's much warmer in the Midwest, that was kind of my last time as far as in living here. And then, about 3 months ago, we're able to get a job with 901 FC and move back to Memphis, move back home.
Yay.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back. Can you share a little bit about what Memphis 901 FC is for those who might not be familiar?
So Memphis 901 FC is the professional soccer club in town playing downtown at AutoZone Park. It was established back in 2018, I believe, with the first season being in 2019. And it's part of the USL, is the United Soccer League. And yeah, we're one of 24 teams in the USL Championship, and yeah, we're a proud member in it, and yeah, we're a professional soccer team in the most popular sport in the world, and we're in Memphis, so we're now it's 2024, so still a new club, but obviously been around a little bit now, and yeah, it's a beautiful club.
So question for clarity, is there a difference between a club and a team?
Sure. a club is an entire kind of organization, and then you have the team, but it's that's the cool thing about soccer. Everyone, and I think we'll get more into this, but it's such a, Memphis, as you guys know, it's such a big small town, and it has that feeling. Everyone you talk to talks about that of everyone knows everybody for being such a big place. And I think soccer is the same thing. It's such a rich history in Memphis. And it's like everyone knows somebody that has someone that's playing soccer or played soccer. And so for us to be, part of the professional soccer club, I think it's amazing.
Great.
Exciting. So Shandell, can you tell us a little bit about you? You are a two-time podcast guest. This is your second time joining us, but you do have a new role since the last time you joined us.
I do. So I'm glad to be a part of your club on the podcast.
I love it. See what you did there.
See what I did there. Yeah. Yeah. So now I'm the president and CEO of the Downtown Memphis Commission. I think you asked me, am I a native Memphian before? So I'll go ahead and say, yes, I am. Born and raised here in Memphis. Been here pretty much. I left for college for a little bit, but I've pretty much been here in Memphis.
So exciting. So a little bit more about you. You are an attorney, a lawyer by
education, I guess. I am an attorney by trade, yes, is what I say. Graduated from the University of Memphis in 2001. That seems like it's so long ago. I was at the old law school, not the cool law school downtown.
Yes.
Yeah, we're so glad to have the law school downtown, though. It's a wonderful facility, by the way.
So beautiful. Yeah. We used to be right over across the street from it.
Yeah, that's true. You did.
Well, speaking of downtown, could you bring us up to speed on the Downtown Memphis Commission, what its role is in the community and what its mission is for Memphis?
Yeah, so part of what we do is we drive the economic and cultural identity for downtown Memphis. We are like the spokesperson for downtown Memphis in making sure that we have a vibrant and activated downtown with plenty of development. We've got a number of cranes in the sky, and I would love to see more. But that's part of what we do. We help to develop downtown, and we help to do what we can to help organizations that are downtown to thrive and to receive a lot of love and visitors to this area.
When we look at other similar successful cities that have a vibrant downtown core, you know, why is that such a focus? What's the impact of having that concentrated area of economic impact and vibrancy?
Yeah, downtown is the heartbeat of any city, and we are the heartbeat of this entire greater Memphis area. So having a thriving downtown is just so critical for the success of our city and for the surrounding areas in general. To have the amenities to attract people and employees to Memphis is so necessary to have a thriving business culture here.
And part of that is our wonderful sports teams and the stadiums that are anchored downtown that create that connectivity.
Absolutely. So you can drive downtown and participate in a club at the 901 FC game, and then maybe you can go and visit a restaurant, or you can go see a show, a Broadway show, or you can do anything pretty much downtown. And having sports downtown is just a center piece for that type of experience.
When we think about sports in terms of vibrancy and an exciting thing to have in a community, I think sometimes they become an icing on the cake perception. Jay, can you talk to us a little bit about why sports are a critical piece of a community?
Yeah, I think sports brings people together. You know, you get to come to a arena, or in our case, a stadium or a park, AutoZone Park, and everyone's cheering for, you know, the team, and everyone's coming together, and you have every different background, especially for our sport, soccer. It's probably the most diverse sport in the world, and everyone plays it. Every country plays it. And it's the same thing in Memphis. You look at the fans when you come to a game, it's very diverse. And so for, you know, a bunch of people coming together and as Chantel said, in a vibrant downtown, in AutoZone Park, to come together and root for one thing, it's such a cool thing. And it brings people together and puts people in a good mood. And yeah, I think it's amazing. Sports, you know, I was fortunate to obviously play sports most of my life. And I think it's just such a cool thing, because it just brings people together, and you know, you fight through adversity, you celebrate good times, and it's everyone's on the same page. So I think it's really cool.
I love that. It's like making me nostalgic for my like team days back in the day when I was on sports teams as well.
Yeah, it's working together and fighting for, you know, one cause, and it's pretty cool.
And highlight what he was saying about it bringing community together. So many times when I'm walking around downtown and I see people in their 901 FC shirts and they're like speaking to each other, there's some sort of camaraderie that comes from just even wearing the gear, you know, that brings people together. And that's really interesting to see.
Oh, yeah. Jerseys are huge in soccer. Scarves and jerseys. People want their team scarf and want their jerseys. And we actually have a New Jersey partner this year with a nonprofit organization, Cancer Kickers. Really cool organization. So, yeah, we've released those jerseys. And we actually have a custom jersey coming this summer first time 901 FC's had a custom kit. So I know people and fans are excited about that as well.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about that. So you mentioned that, yes, like you can see it is kind of that icebreaker. If you people from all walks of life come to games, to stadiums, to support teams. And so if you see somebody that has the gear on, you're immediately like, hey, we're on the same team. Like, I don't know anything else about you, but like, we got this, we're together.
Yep.
And that's right. A great metaphor for the city, I feel like.
I agree with that. Yeah. Just imagining as a community how we can continue to move the city forward. I think this is an element of that, you know, how we're connected in a way.
One of the things that I think is really interesting about 901 FC is your home base. You're in a baseball stadium? How does that work?
Yeah, we are. It's we're a soccer team playing in a baseball stadium. But it's, as you guys know, I think AutoZone Park was maybe around 2000, almost 25 years ago now it was built. And it really helped change the landscape of downtown. And it's such an amazing stadium. Even though it's 25 years old, it's still really, really, really neat. And, a lot of character to it. And yeah, we are playing in a baseball stadium, and obviously one day, I think the idea is the soccer team will have its own stadium, but I think playing in AutoZone Park has been amazing. I think you mentioned it. It's, the Redbirds play there. So another sports team, we play there. Obviously, they have different events there. I mean, I think they hosted probably 300 events last year. We have around close to 20 home games a year with the soccer club, and baseball has close to, I think, 75 or 80 home games. And so, and then when baseball's not playing and soccer's not playing, they do a great job of there's something going on usually in AutoZone Park, whether it's a school group or a church group, or could be a graduation, or it could be there's a Christmas Deck the Diamond there.
Yes, that was amazing.
Yeah. And so I think it's such a vibrant piece of downtown, an essential piece of downtown for people to be able to come and take their families and enjoy the experience.
So you mentioned, Jay, that soccer is a worldwide sport, and it is unique in that way because it does kind of rise to the top in terms of universal, appeal for it. Whether you call it football, whether you call it soccer, there is backing for that. There is passion in this fan base. So what does it mean to you to have that passion surrounding a sports team here in Memphis?
I think it's wonderful. I think to be able to have a professional soccer team in your hometown it's an amazing. I look at it as, we can use soccer as our vehicle to promote great things in the community and promote community change and positive things. And, we're, as Chantel said, there's probably, 10 or 12 things that need to happen and downtown or in the city to keep this, keep the city going in the right direction and keep positive things going. And us having a professional soccer club and, having that is, I think, one piece of that for people to be able to go out and enjoy and, come together. And I think there's so many different, as you mentioned, so many different backgrounds in soccer and so many different people that are playing, and it's way different than even 20, 30 years ago. It's more popular now than it probably ever has been in America, with now Messi coming over here and playing in Miami, and you have the World Cup coming here and, less than a couple of years away. And so I think I think people always say, soccer's, soccer's coming, but it really is. And I think it's neat to, have a professional team right here in the heart of downtown.
It's here. It's not coming. It's here. 901 FC is here, friends.
Yeah.
We touched on this a little bit earlier, Chandel, but can you share a little bit more about, you shared like kind of practically what it looks like for someone, a Memphian, to kind of come downtown, go to AutoZone Park, go to a 901 FC game, maybe grab a bite to eat, maybe pay for parking, and how that impacts the economic development and prosperity of downtown. Can you share a little bit more about, to Rebecca's point earlier, how sports and stadiums being a city anchor are not just a nice to have, they really are a need to have. I think sometimes Memphians can have a misconception about certain dollars going certain places and not really understand why that's where it's allocated. And it really is such an important part of the foundation of not only economic vibrancy, but tourism and travel and all of these other great things that keep our city thriving. So can you share a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. One of the main reasons it's a great to have and a need to have for Memphis in particular is because it provides an amenity for companies to market their potential employees to get certain businesses here. They're looking for these types of amenities. Do you have a sports club? Do you have a soccer club? Do you have baseball? Do you have, you know, whatever sports team that would be appealing to an employee for a city? So that's one thing. And on any given Saturday, I think mostly on Sundays now, I see lots of soccer fields that are filled with kids who are like really excited about the sport. And so this is a place where they can come and see their team. They can come and see someone that they may idolize and sharing a skill that they are really interested in. So it's a way to nurture the youth here, even in Memphis, to enjoy this, you know, facility that's here. And to speak about just downtown in general, it's such a relaxing atmosphere. When you go into the AutoZone Park and you sit in the stands or wherever you're sitting, it's such a, it's a sense of relaxation. I mean, you're cheering for the team, but there's a breeze and it's a beautiful, it's just a beautiful environment. It's a nice family environment. And that is always good for any city to be able to provide that type of community for families and for people who are visiting.
Absolutely. I agree. I was there just a couple weeks ago, actually, with my 5-year-old, and she loves AutoZone Park. It's one of her favorite things. And so to speak to the family aspect of that is, it's truly exciting to have places that not only adults want to go, but also children want to go, and that can bring families together. And speaking of like the impact that particularly soccer can have on the youth of Memphis is really important. As a parent, there aren't a ton of sports that that young kids can play that are offered to young kids. And soccer is, I think, one of the first sports available for children, like starting as young as 2, I think. And so the way that it can bring you together with other community members, the way that, you know, it gets people out of, you know, their immediate neighborhood and things like that is really putting them on a trajectory to, like, if you can see it, you can be it.
Absolutely.
And that's, I think, the really big importance of having professional soccer players right here to be like, look, these people live in Memphis. They're right here.
Yeah, they're super talented and they come from all over as well, the country and even the world. And to have, you know, kids have role models like that and be able to look up to somebody like that. And obviously they're great about the autographs after the game and getting to know them and the players. I think it's wonderful for as you mentioned, a 5-year-old kid or 10-year-old kid to really look up to somebody and really want to be like that person. I think it's great.
Jay, you and I have had a conversation before we got on the microphones about kind of the community involvement that you envision 901 FC having, and you mentioned the Cancer Kickers being a part of your jersey kits. What relationship does soccer have with the community in that respect? It's more than just a game.
Yeah, I think, like I said, I think it's for us to be able to use, you know, soccer as our vehicle to promote positive things in the community. And I think that's our responsibility and obviously have fun doing it. And you mentioned, yeah, Cancer Kickers. That's such a cool story that, basically helping, you know, kids with cancer. Unfortunately, cancer affects all of us. It affects everybody. And when it affects, you know, kids, it's even harder and it's a struggle. And so for us to be able to, you know, help out in a small way and really try to put them on the map and every ticket we sell in their section, you know, we're giving money to these kids with cancer. Every jersey, you mentioned the jersey, they're really cool. And we got a custom one coming out this summer, but every jersey we sell, there's proceeds going back to these kids with cancer to really help them. So I think, yeah, that's one of the, you know, things that we're really excited about doing for that organization and then plenty other organizations. You know, we're out in the community actively looking at partnering with, so many great nonprofit companies in the city, whether it's downtown or out in the suburbs or midtown. And so we're actively looking for different partnerships and how we can create these partnerships to be able to work with them and really help collaborate and say, okay, how can we raise awareness for what you guys are trying to do by using our soccer club and vice versa? You know, how can they help us? It's coming to games. It's, you know, bringing people to games that maybe that are not soccer fans or don't know much about soccer, but they realize, you know, we like this club and we like what they're trying to do. Let's go out and check out something. And then they come to a game and it's downtown. As Chantel said, they go get something, a bite to eat. They go to AutoZone Park and walk around. And it's like, this is really neat. And so, yes, of course, we want soccer fans, but we just, you know, we want fans of Memphis, fans of the club. We need people to come to the games, buy a ticket. It's probably that, you know, one of the best ways you can help us come to a game and, yeah, buy a ticket and enjoy yourself and have a hot dog, maybe have an adult beverage and, you know, buy some merch. But yeah, we're definitely excited about doing different things in the community with all the wonderful partners that are in the city.
I love that. For someone who has never been to an I-1 FC game, can you walk us through game day? What's the energy? What's the vibe?
Yeah, I mean, I think the cool thing about soccer is you kind of know when it starts and know when it ends, where I think some other sports, it could be, you know, way longer, it could be shorter, but for us, it's 90 minutes. So, you basically, gates will open an hour before the game, and I think AutoZone Park has such a neat area, the plaza area, where you can put different stuff, and whether it's, you know, from a DJ, whether it's from, you know, a little kid zone, whether it's from, you know, a face painting thing. So there's different things in the plaza that's very visible to downtown that people can see, which is cool. And then, yeah, when the game starts, or right before the game starts, you have the smoke bombs, you have the singing.
I was gonna say, you'll know when the game starts, to your point.
Yeah, you have the fireworks, the chanting, you know, you'll see that the guitar smash, what a cool tradition that is, and getting, you know, the right before kickoff. And then the game, yeah, soccer people, it's different than some other sports where people want to watch the game. You know, there's not timeouts, there's not stoppages, there's not different things between, you know, innings. It's 45 minutes of kind of fast-paced action. They're incredible athletes from all over the world, and every seat is a great seat there because, you know, in the concourse, you can see the field from everywhere. Every seat is close, especially for a baseball field. I've been to some baseball fields where you're really sitting far back from the soccer field. They've done an amazing job, or the soccer field. You feel like you're still right on top of the field, which is really good for the fans' perspective and viewing. And it's action-packed, and it's close. I think I always get a lot of people that have never been say, man, I didn't know that it was this fast and these athletes were that strong and quick. And it's like, yeah, they're amazing and they're living here. And then you have halftime, and then you have, the second half, and it's, you know, 45 and 45. And then you have the very end of the game is always, you know, something's always going on. And then you have referees that can make for an entertaining game, depending on the type of referee that you have. And that gets the crowd into it and going. And then, yeah, and then coming up here, we'll have the game on May 4th. You know, May the 4th be with you. So I think you'll see some great costumes and a costume contest and different Star Wars type stuff. So that's kind of cool. So we can have some funky stuff as well. And besides the part of the games so I think it's really cool because you know when the game starts and you know when it ends, and it's good timing for everybody. And I think downtown, as Chantel mentioned, I think there are a lot of great things downtown. I think it's and you catch a good day. I think that's the great thing about our season. You know, we don't have games in November or December or January or February. Our season is in some of the best months here weather-wise. And we just need to come out and check out a game. And I think people, once they go to it, they get hooked. And because there's a passion about it when you get there, and there's an emotion to it. And you have the supporter section, which is awesome. And that's where all the stuff with the singing and the chanting and the smoke bombs. We have such a loyal group of those fans. So I think it's a really neat, if you haven't been to a game, yeah, come out and check one out. And I think you'll be hooked.
I was going to say, so similarly, what would be your advice to someone who says that soccer is not for them, or they don't think that soccer is kind of their thing? I feel like Ned Canty from Opera Memphis runs into this all the time, where he's like, you know, people think opera isn't for them. He was like, that's who I'm talking to. He was like, no, it is for you, and I will show you why. And so I was like, can you like lay down a challenge for people who are like, man, I'm not sure?
Yeah, I think I'm telling you, you go there once, you'll get hooked. You'll come to the game and you'll see the atmosphere and you'll see the fans and you'll see how passionate and loyal they are. You'll see how hard the guys work. The team is good. They work their butts off. And I think you leave thinking, all right, this is our team. This is our club. This is our city. This is so cool. And you see people, you know, raising the scarf and you know, with our name on the jerseys and on the scarf. And I think you feel like you're part of something, and you leave there thinking, I want to root for these guys. And yeah, I think I would say, come out to a game and try it out. And it's cheap. You know, it's not an expensive ticket. I mean, you can get tickets as, I think, low as $10, and it's an amazing atmosphere. So yeah, we need the support. We need people to come down.
You may not have been a great soccer player, but you can be a great soccer fan, right?
Oh, I love it.
That's right. And there's and there's there are a lot of soccer fans too. If you go to there's some local bars in town and local places and that people will go watch their favorite English Premier League team or go out and watch obviously their international soccer, but you know those are the same people too that you know we got one right here in our club and you know we're part of the Open Cup as well, which is kind of it's unique. Where Open Cup is you know, me and 10 of us right here can enter a team in a tournament and we're in it from day one. And then the highest of high in the country, the MLS teams are in it. And then they have all these rounds that play throughout the year until you get a champion. And so it's a unique tournament that soccer has that I think some other sports are trying to copy it right now. I just think it'll never be copied, but it's called the U.S. Open Cup. And we're actively in that as well. And we're, I think we're in the fourth round right now. And so, which is kind of neat where you get to, you know, play, you could have an amateur team playing a professional team. You could have two top professional teams playing. And wow, that's a separate competition that's going on throughout our season as well that people can pay attention to that the, you know, real soccer fans know about and love. And yeah.
How does that champion for, like, I love the way you said, like, our city, our team, like, this is our, you know, we're in this together. Chandel, how does that kind of spill over into creating city ambassadors?
I definitely think, you know, anytime we can represent our city is a good, just a good fit for our city. I do feel, I've said this before, a sense of community when you see people wearing the jerseys or they're going to the game and you see the energy that they all have collectively going into the stadium. I think it's something to be proud of, to say that we have a professional soccer team right here in Memphis, Tennessee, in downtown Memphis. Not a lot of cities can say that. And I think people need to recognize how lucky we are, blessed we are to have such an amenity here. So I think it's just a great opportunity for you to see a level of skill set that maybe you're trying to, like Jay said, you're trying to watch on TV, but you've got some people right here live and in living color that you can watch and bring your kid to experience, and they can learn something maybe new about a sport that maybe they don't know a lot about, or if they know a lot about it, just see other people playing it on a professional level right there live in the living color.
I love that. I think it's something we talk about fairly often on this podcast is sometimes we look at our city in a silo and we get the day to day. We kind of take some things for granted, the amenities that we have, but zooming out and seeing, you know, what company we keep, what other cities that are notable on the map that we have similar amenities and sometimes better amenities. So I'm really glad that you called that out because, you know, as we think about, you know, could you share some of the other cities who have the teams that we're playing against?
Yeah, so this year is a unique year because we're in the actually Western Conference. So we will play, there's, you know, cities such as big as Los Angeles that have teams. Orange County just visited here. You have teams like Phoenix, San Antonio, Sacramento. So you have some major cities, but then you also have some ones that are closer to us with Birmingham is a big rival, Tulsa, teams like that are around here. So they're spread out throughout the country. We play East Coast teams and West Coast teams. There's 24 teams in the league, and we play a total of, I believe, 34 regular season games, 17 home, 17 away. But yeah, it's really neat for, as Chantel said, we're fortunate to have a professional club right here in downtown Memphis to be able to, you know, come, you know, usually every other weekend, or, you know, we probably average probably one, obviously play one game a week, but, you know, home, sometimes we're home three or four times in a month, sometimes it may be two times, just depends on the Redbird schedule as well with the stadium. But it is, we're fortunate to have a team, and we need fans to come out and come support the guys.
And to your point, I want to dispel, like, you know, sometimes you hear people say, oh, there's nothing to do. There is always something to do if you really want to do something. And this is just one additional fantastic thing that you can do right here in your own city, downtown, representing your home team, which I think we should all be doing, representing our home teams. So there is something to do downtown always. And this is a great opportunity for you to do something and you to, you know, come down and enjoy this stadium and this team.
So absolutely.
What kind of projects do each of you kind of have your sights set on? What are some things that are in the pipeline for Downtown Memphis Commission or for 901 FC? What makes you excited about the future for each of your organizations?
Yeah, I think for us, you know, the season obviously just started here. And so, you know, we have all the way through November here to kind of build on what's already been established. You know, like I mentioned, the club was established back, you know, 6 years ago or so in 2018. And for us to keep on building on the brand and keep on getting that awareness out there, you know, like everybody else in the world, when COVID hit, you know, it hurt. It hurt a lot of businesses and, you know, sports in particular, mm-hmm. and especially, you know, even here at with 901. And so it's us getting back to those pre-COVID days and really getting the brand out there and getting the name out there and getting our team out there, getting our guys out there and really showing people that, hey, you know, we're here and we're in a beautiful stadium downtown and come out and watch us. It's a, like I said, it's a very inexpensive ticket to get and to get out and see incredible soccer players from all over the world to participate in a, you know, great weather, great stadium. That's, you know, keep on working on that for the next 7 months and really getting out in the community is, you know, it's a kind of a daily thing for us. And we're excited about this season.
Can you share anything that might be in the works about a soccer specific stadium?
I cannot right now. It's been obviously, you know, public the last couple of years that 901 is, you know, actively trying to, you know, look and have their own stadium. I think if mm-hmm. you ask any baseball player or soccer player, of course they'd want to have their own facility and their own stadium. And, but for right now, you know, it's, you know, our job is to focus on the present and we play in a, you know, in a beautiful downtown place. And there's precedent that this place, you know, before COVID was, you know, amazing and selling out games. And so we know that we can do it again. So that's what we're focusing on right now.
Good deal. What about you, Shandell? What's in the works for DMC?
I'm excited about a lot. I'm excited about these custom jerseys. I would love to see.
I know. I was like, I know. I'm a little bummed you didn't like, is there a pre-order? Can we,
I want to know more about this custom jersey. I love representing the team. So I would love to know about that. But really, I'm excited about having people be more outside. Like Jay said, you know, coming out of the pandemic, I think people are, tiptoeing their way back out into enjoying the amenities that we have downtown again. And I want to highlight as much as I can what we have to do. But to talk about development for a second, a couple of things that I'm excited about is two of our largest buildings that have been blighted for such a long time, 100 North Main and the Sterick Building. They're both receiving some attention right now. We've got some pre-development happening in both of those spaces, which is going to be transformative for Memphis. It's just a great time for us to be bringing that online. We've got the Brooks Museum, the Memphis Arts Museum,
yes,
that's coming downtown. That is going to be phenomenal right there on the riverfront. You can visit the museum and then go to a game and visit the team and support your team and all in one day, you know. Also, I'm excited about the new opportunity for the convention hotel.
Yeah.
That's going to be redeveloped as well. So these are some things that I'm really excited about, just to mention a few.
You mentioned there's a lot going on, a lot of cranes in the sky. So Memphis has a lot to be proud of right now, 901 FC and DMC included.
I'm excited. So my building is right next to 100 North Main. And when the crane went up, I was like, yes.
It's really happening.
It's happening. Yes.
It's all happening.
Yeah, we can see those two right from the stadium, all the movement there. It's wonderful. What cool buildings those are. Very historic.
And bring that history back to life and kind of breathe new life into it too is so fun.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I know there at least 100 North Main is going to have a hotel in it. So, you know, there are also cool places that you'll be able to stay downtown. If you're coming from, you know, the greater Memphis area, you're not maybe as close to Memphis, or you're coming from an area where you just want to stay a night downtown, there will be plenty places for you to stay and then just enjoy what downtown has to offer for you and your family.
That's honestly one of my favorite things to do as a Memphian. I'm a born and raised Memphian, live over in East Memphis. We're inside the loop people. One of the things that we love to do is to have staycations downtown and to just really be able to be immersed in it 24/7, because I work downtown. I love to play downtown, and I would have loved to live downtown, honestly. So, and you do live downtown, right, Shinda?
I do live downtown. So I'm walking around downtown quite a bit. It's a phenomenal brunch spot if you want to come down and have brunch. And I keep saying have brunch and then go enjoy the go enjoy the game, where you can also then have a hot dog. I love hot dogs. You can have a great, phenomenal hot dog. But yeah, coming downtown for a staycation, I am already here. So I understand, like, I can walk to a movie theater or walk to the farmer's market, and then walk to the park and, you know, hang out there under the canopy and read a little bit. It's just downtown being your backyard. I think it's the backyard for the entire Greater Memphis area.
I think that's one of my favorite things to think about is, you know, referencing back to earlier in the conversation, Memphians sometimes don't realize all of the incredible amenities we have. We have a phenomenal travel and tourism department that is bringing people from outside of Memphis here to enjoy these things. But these exist for us as Memphians.
Absolutely. I see people coming in on our docks from the Viking cruise or other cruise lines, and they walk around downtown and they seem just fascinated by a lot of what we have to offer. There are all kinds of different accents and things, and it's just cool to talk to someone who is just not even from this country that's downtown just visiting and loving what they're seeing.
And now we have the universal language of football for them to also
right.
enjoy.
Football, that's true.
That's right. You got it.
Shindel, how can we be better ambassadors for downtown as Memphians?
I think the first thing is to visit a game and go and support some of the things that we have happening downtown. That's one of the great things you can do. Go out and have lunch with someone. Buy some merch, as Jay said. But just showing up downtown and also speaking about the positive experiences that you have downtown with you and your family and how you have enjoyed spaces downtown. I think that narrative doesn't get out as much as I would like for it to, because I've been a downtowner since about, 2001. I've been down here a long time. Let me just say that. And I've walked the streets. I've gone to restaurants. I've gone to bars. I've had just a phenomenal life down here, and you can too.
I think that's one thing I'd like to kind of challenge us all to think about, is that negative news travels far and wide very quickly. Positive news takes a little more momentum than that, but we're all having positive experiences, and I think
daily.
Yeah. And let's talk to each other about that. When you go to a great brunch, tell two friends about it. Yep. When you have a great experience at a 901 FC game, buy tickets for the next one. Take some friends with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that. The challenge to pass it on.
Yes. Yeah. And recommend it for your organization. As Jay said, sometimes they have churches to come down. You may be able to get, I think it would be cool to have like your class reunion at a game, you know, where you can all get together and have an adult beverage possibly and some hot dogs and get to know someone that you knew when you were younger and more, I guess, free, hopefully.
I love that.
Yeah, there's so many great group areas there in the stadium, and it's a time to come together and really just talk about, you know, your life, and you'll meet people and go out and network. And yeah, it's an amazing place for that, for sure.
Let's pay that positivity forward.
Mm, I love it.
Yep.
How can listeners learn more and participate? I know we've already challenged them to pass it on, but the positivity to come out and support, buy tickets, come to the games, come downtown. But are there other ways, whether with their time, talent, treasures, ties?
So you can follow us on Downtown Memphis on Instagram. And we post a lot of events that happen in and around town. So find an event to participate in. There's yoga on the river.
Yes.
There's I saw some salsa dancing behind the U of M law school, which is like looking
right
over
the
yeah
yes.
right over the riverfront. It was such a cool looking experience. We promote a lot of times a lot of things that's happening. We'll promote, you know, the 901 FC games that are, you know, upcoming. So you'll have an opportunity to see what's coming and what's happening downtown. So pick some things to visit and enjoy.
Am I correct that a lot of those activities are low to no cost?
You're right. Absolutely low to no cost. And as Jay said, you know, for 901FC, you can get a ticket as low as $10.
Sometimes 901. I see what you did there. Yeah.
You got it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So how can fans and Memphians learn more and support 901FC other than coming out to a game?
Yeah, I mean, we mentioned that already. Just obviously, yeah, buy a ticket, come to a game. But I think you guys mentioned it, just being positive about Memphis. You know, I grew up here, but it's been a while since I've been back, obviously moved back here. And now just going around listening to people, I feel like just having that glass half full mentality of like, it's just, there is too much negative stuff. And it's like, talk about the positive things. And, you know, as Chantel mentioned, even downtown, just in downtown alone, I'm living downtown right now. And it's amazing. Like the whole, you know, Main Street and South Main, and then you have this Front Street area, and then you have down the Tom Lee Park. It's gorgeous. You have across the river, you have obviously famous Beale Street. There's so many neat things and little restaurants and little bars and these new hotels and so many of these local places that are really, really neat. And, you know, it's people need to talk about that stuff and really the things that are, you know, happening instead of the negative news. And I think sometimes people focus way too much on that instead of talking about the positive things in this city. And it's cheap. I mean, I've true. Being in my background of soccer, I've lived in a lot of cities and a lot of states, and it's pretty inexpensive to be in Memphis. And I think people don't know that if they don't, you know, go out and experience other cities. But it's like, you know, we're fortunate here that there are, it is cheap, and there's a lot of local things here. I mean, that craft beer has become so big. I mean, I guess I shouldn't know about that when I was 18 when I moved away, but I probably knew a little bit about beer. But like the local breweries and you know, the local restaurants, it just seems like there's a lot of mom and pop like places that are really, really neat here. And I think people need to talk about them. Like Chantel said, tell a friend, like you said, like tell a friend about your brunch place, about your lunch place, and just really promoting our city. And obviously for us being, 901FC, we're, you know, a small part of the city, but it's a great city. And so just really being supporting your city.
That's an excellent point. And you guys are a big part of the city. Let me say it that way. But you bring up an excellent point. There are so many neat restaurants. You know, I could think of some of them where you can have even an activity. So like you can do a golf simulation at Birdie's, or you can do the axe throwing. There's one, what is it? Can't think of the name of it right now. That's going to be opening this weekend, Hustle and Dough, I think, where, you know, you can do some bowling in the medical district. So there are lots of cool restaurants and mom and pop restaurants that are popping up downtown that we're really excited about. And as we've been saying this entire time, just finding a moment to enjoy that space and then, you know, taking the short walk to the stadium to go to a game.
I love it.
Shameless plug.
Yes. The magic of Memphis is definitely, like you said, like people are like, it's coming. We have potential. No, it's here, friends. It's here.
We have momentum.
We do have momentum, but we are right now is a great time to be in Memphis. You don't have to wait, you know, a year or 5 years for exciting things to happen. They're happening right now.
There are not a lot of cities that have four major sports teams. And so, just look around your city right now. There are many positive things that you can talk about. And we are the change that we hope to see. And it starts sometimes with us, you know, like Jay said, realizing that our glass is not half empty, that it's actually, you know, full of a lot of great and amazing stories and opportunities to enjoy family and culture. It's a lot of culture in Memphis too.
Yes.
You know, there's the live music scene. There are many things to enjoy about Memphis. And let's remind ourselves of that and talk about that with each other.
Especially as we go into May. May is historically a very, you know, busy time for our city. And, you know, with Memphis in May, there's AAPI Heritage Month. There's all kinds of ways to get plugged in addition to all of the ways that we have shared earlier in this conversation. So thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedules to join us and to share a little bit more about what is happening with 901FC and with the Downtown Memphis Commission. And we are excited to go forth and be champions for our city.
You got it. Thank you.
See what you did there. That was
yeah. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it was our pleasure.
Independent Bank is celebrating 25 years of sharing your stories, building your dreams, and serving you heroically. Find out how iBank can help you achieve your financial dreams at i-bankonline.com. Member FDIC.